This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I want to know. I think you are. I suspect you are, so therefore you must be, right? Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're going to be talking a little bit more about Parkland in the first couple of blocks this hour. We're going to be talking again more about that sheriff, Sheriff Scott Israel. And about the inability of his officers to do the right thing, unfortunately. And, of course, 17 people are dead, 14 being children and 3 adults in Florida. And we didn't get a chance to get into this in the last hour, but we are going to in a moment, actually, and talk about the Parkland teacher who saw the shooter, just, like, stared right at him. And she's a very credible person as a witness, obviously, to something that's happened. If it was a crime and I was investigating a crime, I would say, gee whiz, hello, this is a red flag. But nobody's touching this. Nobody is touching the real deal. See, there's no investigation going on yet because it's still cover up by the FBI. They just have to kind of say it. These guys are out there covering up all these things, right? Who are these operators within our own country? Who are these operators of the deep state pulling these things off? The mass shootings of Obama? 114 in his time? I know I'm ranting, I'm raving, because, you know, I want to see a solution here. I want to make sure that you have people protected. The theme today is, are we going to protect our children? Very simply put. And that's the big discussion. Oh, we can't arm teachers. Listen, yeah, heck you can't. I worked in the system for 41 years, and all those years I knew I had teachers around. Well, not all the years, the last 20 years for sure. Well, you know, it took me a while to figure out that we had a lot of people that were armed teachers on campus when I was working in education in California. Finally figured it out. So the last 20 years of my tenure, I was like, huh, I'm really glad we know that we have teachers that are armed on the campus because all these school shootings. So we had a sense of security that, well, not a lot of people understood. And again, when we talk about the arming of teachers, we talk about a rapid response to an event. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is when you get your CCW, which, by the way, there needs to be reciprocity from state to state on CCWs, concealed carry weapon permit. Really? Okay, so like, you know, when I walk around and I got my CC, when I got my weapon on, it's concealed. There's no, you know, there's no imprinting or anything like that. It's concealed. You can't see what weapon I have and you can't see where it is. And you don't know if I'm wearing one or two or three weapons. You just don't know. That's why it's called concealed carry. And we don't, you know, when you have a concealed carry, it's incumbent upon you. You're instructed. You have to take classes. You have to be able to be proficient in your weapon. You're weapon trained. You take training to get that CCW. Just about every standard nationally, that happens. So that's why it's important that we get reciprocity. We have these, you know, right now I can go out and get licenses in other states and stuff, but it's a pain in the butt for basically essentially the same thing in all states. So that's why there needs to be I go for the federal reciprocity notion that if you have a concealed carry in one state, it's applicable in others. I get that. I think that should happen. We need to be protecting ourselves. So anyway, in schools, it's a lot more subtle. And again, I didn't even know for the first 20-some years of my educational career, because I was teaching and early in the administration stuff. I didn't understand the full impact until I was reading about CCWs and stuff, and I said, oh, teachers on campuses can have CCWs. And you can. You could back then. But interesting thing in this whole movement to disarm Californians is that Jerry Brown finally takes the stake, the dagger, and just dives it right into the heart and soul of CCW carrying teachers. And this was a process that was long in coming for about the last 6 or 7 years under, I think, the tutelage of Jerry Brown to disarm teachers. Kevin DeLeon, who's a champion of disarming people. He is now, of course, the front runner. Because why? The front runner for the Senate seat of Dianne Feinstein, who's challenged now. Because the Democratic Party is not supporting her. Isn't that? Hello. But Kevin DeLeon, who has been so instrumental in disarming and destroying the Second Amendment rights of legal, lawful citizens in California, is now going to be the champion, Mr. Corruption himself. I mean, you know, he's a crook. He's an unabashed crook connected to various crime syndicates purported by many people. Now, that is a problem. He's called down in Sacramento, and now listen, they hate this, and they deny it, any of the staffers down there. They call them the Mexican Mafia that's installed in the state capitol. The Mexican Mafia. Which, you know, there's some truth that Kevin DeLeon has been investigated by the FBI for a number of things. He's not free from that. But that's what we got now. So you have this guy who's been trying, working in harmony with other radicalized state and officials and government officials, and Jerry Brown, working very, very hard to disarm teachers. Now, why would they disarm teachers in which there's no evidence that any harm has ever come from a teacher carrying a weapon on campus, ever in California history? Did you know that? There's no evidence of that. Yet they want to disarm teachers. Now, why? The only outcome that could come from that is an enhanced mass murder. You heard me. An enhanced mass murder of children. Because when, you know, when people come on campuses with these guns and other bombs and other incendiary things, they commit mass murder. When they are bent on mass murder, they usually they murder people. That's breaking a law. They come on the campus with weapons, that's breaking a law. They probably gotten the weapons by stealing them. That's breaking the law. So they break laws. These criminals, they break laws. My God. So do you think that any of these crazy laws about, oh, I'm going to restrict you, can't get an AR-15. A criminal bent on getting an AR-15 will get an AR-15. And if he's bent on going to a school to shoot people up, that's exactly what he'll do. Unless stopped. Unless you have a good intelligence system out there gathering intelligence on actors around your school, your campus, the community, and so on. Not ignoring the signs and symptoms, as you saw what happened in Parkland and Broward County by the sheriffs and everybody, and the FBI. Not ignoring those signs and symptoms. You can stop these things. I've done it. I did it for years. We had staff that was all on board with preventing these sort of things from happening. Yet, it happened. Now, and again, we're going to get into that in a second, but we're going to come back. We're going to play this Parkland teacher shooter story where she sees the shooter. She's confronted. She looks right at him and how she describes the shooter. Now, this is kind of interesting because I was perusing at the break. I'm trying to look for the gun. I'm trying to look for any evidence of the shooting gun that was used by the shooter. But we can't find any. I wonder why that is. Why is that? Where did it all go? Where did it all go? You know, the evidence of the shooter. Where is it? He had to have a gun because they said he had a gun. Where is it? Where's the pictures? We're going to, and again, I'll explore. Maybe they've popped up and I just haven't checked it out. But anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also go to newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Absolutely, we're back. We got this story here. Good Morning America, I guess. Yeah, ABC News this morning. There's already a million views on it. It says, survivor offers strange description of encounter with killer. All right. It says here, a Parkland teacher shooter was wearing full metal body armor, helmet, and face mask. This was on a Good Morning America. This was on Good Morning America last week. Should we be surprised? We know nothing. We know nothing. It says a teacher who was grazed by a bullet while saving students during the school massacre in Parkland, Florida, offered a detailed description of the shooter during an appearance on Good Morning America that adds confusion to the official narrative. And again, how quickly did the narrative come out by the Obama files? So Stacy LaPelle, a language arts and creative writing teacher at Marjorie Stoneman High School, came face-to-face with the shooter on February 14th as she ushered terrified students into her classroom for shelter. She chronicled the encounter during a sit-down interview with Good Morning America. Let's catch if we can get this, if we can.
Was playing music, writing love letters, when the fire alarm went off. As students filed into the hallway, she heard gunfire. The killing had begun.
I was about 2 feet away from my door. All of a sudden, I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away from my room. And then kids were screaming and then running back towards me and towards the end of the hallway. So I just went in this very strange autopilot mode where I pivoted on my feet. I unlocked my door, and the kids just started pouring in my room. I don't know how many kids were in there, but I was pulling them and getting them in and shouting at them to get in the room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter about 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor, shooting this rifle that I've never seen before. I don't know when I decided it was the right time to close the door. I grabbed the handle with both hands, and that's when I got nicked or grazed or whatever you call it.
So a bullet hit your arm?
Yes. As I'm closing my door, I'm shouting at my next door neighbor, Mr. Scott Beagle, to close his door. And he's the kind of man that would just keep that door open a little longer. You know, he's all about the kids, you know, but he couldn't see the shooter. I had a good visual of him, which is why I yelled at him to shut his door now.
35-year-old teacher Scott Beagle, among the 17 murdered on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas's campus.
Okay, I'm going to stop here because, again, she is saying something. She's an adult. Hello. Very, very qualified, very, very capable, very, very high bona fides, high luster, credible witness, says to you right now, as we're talking here right now, we are full ablaze in our glory of conspiracy theories here. She sees a guy dressed in full body armor, with a helmet, with a face mask. I ask you, was that Nicholas Cruz? There's no evidence it was Nicholas Cruz. I have not seen one scintilla of evidence yet that it was Nicholas Cruz. I haven't seen it. You heard what her reactions were, and thank goodness for whoever trained those teachers in active shooter training, because they had trained them. They were very well trained as a staff. This is something that was ingrained in them as a staff. Kids were reacting appropriately. Teachers were reacting appropriately. And unfortunately, one died. Took a bullet because he was unarmed. Oh, yeah, he was unarmed. Jerry Brown here in California has disarmed all teachers in California, making it the likelihood that in California we'll have a huge mass murder sometime because teachers will not have guns, as they've had in the past. There's no deterrent there, right? Jerry Brown has taken that away. I obviously, in my opinion, I think Jerry Brown and others are encouraging the prospect of a large mass murder. I do. I look at them as what else can you conclude? They're trying to actively promote that. They know that soft targets are soft targets. They know what those are about. But is he offering to put up anything to defend the schools? No. Get those guns off campus. Why? Why would you put children, when you have no evidence that guns have harmed children, when lawfully, legally carried by qualified people in the schools to have them? What, where, why, when? Huh? They have no evidence that there's any kind of bad things that have happened that way from teachers or staff members at a school. It just doesn't exist. Yet what do they do? Disarm them. Right. There's only one reason to disarm people, and that is to create the environment that will allow for mass murders. That is what you have.
I heard him shoot a barrage of bullets into Mr. Beagle's room. And then he came to my room and shot about four or five shots into my room, breaking the glass of my door. There's a rectangular piece of glass. And I heard him continuously shooting down the hallway, down the hallway. And I never really knew when he left because we just thought he was still there.
Once you all were inside the classroom, you were with your students.
Yes.
Covering them, kind of like a mother hen.
Yes. Right? Clutching. I think I left fingerprints in one girl. Giving eye contact to other kids who were shaking and freaking out. And I'm mouthing, it's okay, it's okay. It was so quiet. And then all of a sudden I hear helicopters outside, far, far in the distance, it seemed to me. Police officers far, far in the distance. Kids were screaming in the hallway for help. We're trained not to let anybody in the room. And I would say a good 45 minutes went by, maybe an hour. And when we heard the SWAT team come on the floor.
Okay, now we got the real problem. We got Columbine going on here now, baby. 45 minutes to respond to her classroom. Do you know how unacceptable that is from a superintendent of schools, from a classroom teacher, from a principal? Do you know how unacceptable that is? That's outrageous. Cowards. They're all cowards in Broward County. Cowards. This makes me sick. 45 minutes to get to the classroom. Where is the shooter, by the way? Where is the gun, by the way? Where's the weapon? Where's the body armor, by the way? Where is it, Broward County? Huh? You cowards. You cowards of Broward County. You are cowards. 45 minutes to rescue those kids when there's, well, real courage, huh? But you look good in your uniforms. You look good with your ARs clinging to your necks. You look macho. But you like to see kids murdered. I think I've had about enough of these people. This makes me sick. There's something wrong with the Broward County Sheriff's Department. Something really, really wrong. And that needs to be investigated. Killing kids, just what we're all in for, right? So, and you ask me if I think that, do you think that sheriff needs to resign? You ask me that. He needs to be locked up with the rest of these cowards in Broward County. They're cowards. Complete cowards. They need to resign immediately. Running away from the fire. Charging in to rescue kids. Oh, 45 minutes after the killer is done killing. That takes real courage, doesn't it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21. I'll settle down.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
All right, I'm more settled down now. I didn't get a cup of brew, though, yet. It's brewing. It's rebrewing. We started in another pot at the break. So next break, I'll be more, less fired up. Anyway, world exclusive. This is this popped up. You know, I get these little bleeping things that come across the screen and says, hey, guess what's happening? You got to do this, you got to do that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, all right. And so I do the story. And guess, here it is. World exclusive. This is from Drudge. What is going on here? Man, are we breaking this story? World exclusive. Tuesday, February 27th, 10:05 Eastern. Okay, that was a little while ago. Just 1 year into his presidency, Trump will stun the political world by announcing he is running for re-election in 2020. Digital guru Brad Pascals will be named campaign manager, Drudge Report has learned. More. The move comes 980 days before the election day, a historical record. Obama announced 582 days out. Okay, so 980. This guy's on top of it. I mean, he's in for the long haul, so he's in for 2020. God. Anyway. All right, well, there you have it. Donald Trump's in for 2020. I think it's spectacular. Okay, I already kind of thought that was going to be the plan, but you know, we're years, you know, we're 980 days out. So what can I say? 980 days out. Okay, I'm settling down, getting that Parkland school thing out of my system. Well, not really. You know, I was trying to peruse and. Okay, I'm going to do this, and I'll be done with the Parkland thing, okay? Because we got more things to talk about. We're going to be talking about New California and all the stuff that's going on there. Very, very positive things. It's a wonderful thing to see happen. Reading the sixth grievance today. The sixth grievance will be read. I am going to put in Parkland gun. How about that? Parkland gun. This is now becoming a segment on the show where we do... a little exploration on our own. Parkland gun used. How about that? Is there a gun that was used? And it comes up how Aerostar gun. Okay, Florida gun shooting rifle used by Nicola was bought locally. Gun used in Florida shooting. Okay, here we go. Let's try this one. Here, Florida gun shooter used an AR-15 rifle. All right, well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know. The shooting, it says 19-year-old suspect used an AR-15 semi-automatic style weapon during the... Now, this is... we don't know this. We can't say because we just heard the witness say that it was a different kind of gun, one that she's never seen before. Now, we've heard that before. We heard that in the situation in... What was it called? The Pulse nightclub. He had a different kind of gun.
Mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, has once again put military-style weapons back in the spotlight.
Aha!
The gunman used an AR-15 semi-automatic-style weapon, the civilian version of the M16. It was first used for military purposes in the late 1950s.
You see this AR-15, she's hot and she's mean.
But by the 1960s, it was converted for civilian use. The highly deadly military-inspired rifle has been the weapon used in several mass shootings, including ones in Las Vegas, Sandy Hook Elementary School, San Bernardino, and a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. AR-15-style weapons are lightweight, generally less than 10 pounds, accurate, and can hold high-capacity ammunition magazines, usually 30 rounds. Users can easily customize the guns, and it's become ubiquitous as the go-to weapon in film and on TV. The AR-15 is a legal firearm, but its possession is heavily restricted in several states. Obtaining one, though, can be as easy as filling out a form and going through a background check. In Florida, there is no waiting period between purchasing a rifle like an AR-15 and receiving it, and there are no limits on magazine capacity. AR-15-style weapons were outlawed in 1994 under the federal assault weapons ban.
But this is a lay-down no-brainer, and the Congress must not walk away from it.
The bill was challenged several times in court for violating the Second Amendment, and it expired in 2004. A failed 2015 bill that would have banned some semi-automatic guns did not classify the AR-15 as an assault weapon. After the incident in Parkland, Florida, there have been increased calls for gun control legislation to prevent further mass shootings.
Okay, so what, you know, and again, I'm listening to this, and they're all finger-pointing at that AR, and it's my point I was making in the first hour, that it's not the gun's fault. Have we solved any of the real problems of the shootings that they mentioned there? Have we gotten any real results of the FBI investigation into Las Vegas? And we had witnesses even on this show saying they definitely wasn't AR quality stuff out there shooting. You can hear it in the reports that all the people that did their own investigation, the reports in Las Vegas is belt driven stuff, heavy weapons utilized. And of course, they're not reporting any of the bullets from the autopsies and so on. That's all strange now, isn't it? So we don't know conclusively what happened in Las Vegas. It's just confusing. We don't know what happened. We have a guy that said that he killed him. That they say he killed himself. He was dead. It was his fault. Paddock is his last name. But we don't know. We don't know for sure now, do we? Now that's the problem. Now we have this guy called Nicholas Cruz that they caught. They apprehended. Vicious. He was just walking down the street. Hey, they jumped on him. Was like, hey, what's up? Hey, bro, what's up? He didn't know what happened to him. And then we get confused signals. And again, the confused signal is what you just heard from the beginning of this hour. The teacher said, guys all dressed up in body armor with a mask and a Kevlar helmet. Hello? I don't know about you, but I've tried that stuff on before. It's really difficult stuff to take on and off. But, you know, so why is this guy all of a sudden, you know, he is the shooter, supposedly. That's what they say. There's something wrong with this picture. It's not being resolved. Just like all the other ones weren't really totally resolved. So where is this all going is the question. Big time, you know, have a more than one credible witness that says that there were multiple shooters, by the way, in this whole thing. So, again, we're not solving anything by pointing our fingers at the gun. We're not at all. And that's exactly what this piece was doing right here out of Time magazine. It's a sad state of affairs. It's a sad state of affairs when you see these sort of things happening. They're going to continue to happen. That is the dread. And why do you have an entire state disarming teachers at this point in time when we know the effectiveness of having someone on campus to stop a shooter is there? Does it make any sense? It doesn't jive, does it? Just they want to take away your Second Amendment right. And that's exactly what they're trying to do all over the nation. Nicholas Cruz, 19-year-old suspected shooter, says they used an AR-15. This is what they all say, but we haven't seen the gun. And I just looked again. I don't see any places on the internet where it shows that there's any kind of gun that has actually been proven or seen or photographed yet, where they've put it out there and said, these are the guns that are used. And again, I'm looking again at the sources that I have. I don't see them. Where is the gun? I want to know. Where's the body armor? Where's that stuff? I want to know. I see guys that really I suspect of being very unusual actors here. I want to know about that, too. This guy from Torrance, California, who suddenly shows in Parkland, his dad being an FBI agent, and he's got a complete narrative about what's going on with the school shooting. He's got a better narrative than most talk show hosts about, and he's appearing on television all over the place. Is he the spokesman for Parkland students? No. It's time to get in deep with the students. We'll be doing that, by the way. We have our vase. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Now, discipline in schools, of course, was my big forte. And, you know, discipline, and I'm going to go down through this for you so you understand this, and it's very important to understand. Discipline means to disciple. I don't know if you know that or not, but discipline means to disciple. And what that means is very simple. That when you disciple, you're giving structure, okay? You're giving structure. And what that means by structure is real simple, that you are structuring somebody to change and modify their behavior. Does that make sense? That is the all-important thing, is to structure, to give someone that opportunity, if you will, to be able to do the right thing. Give them a second chance, so to speak. And sometimes discipline appears to be like punishment, but it's not. We don't punish kids. You discipline, you structure, and you utilize discipline codes to restructure good behavior or, you know, appropriate behavior. That's kind of what you try and do. That is the name of the game. That is absolutely the name of the game. Now, if you don't do that, then you wind up with a problem. A real frickin' problem, you can well imagine, right? And that problem will manifest itself in various and sundry ways that you don't want to have it to happen, obviously. That just makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Okay, so here we have a situation. And the situation is very, very clear. You had a young man, as you would always have young men, apparently, because young men are apparently have become, over the years, the real targets of so much abuse that's out there. That's the bottom line. And they really, truly are. They are very much the target of abuse in so many different ways. And that is something that, of course, has got to be checked into. If you don't, then you're in real trouble. As far as I'm concerned, you're in real trouble from the disaffected students that you create by not giving them the appropriate environment to work in, the appropriate environment to grow up in. And if they're not given the appropriate environment to grow up, they're just going to become destructive. It's real simple. It's real, real simple. That is how these things flow. So my desire always when I was working with kids is to make sure the appropriate action to follow the structuring of any kind of confrontation in which you want to try and change behavior is the appropriate situation for them. And that is something that, of course, other people yearn to do. Now, so politicians in their glory decided, well, you know, we're going to look at some statistics and we're going to find out that minority students, they aren't getting a fair shake. They're getting suspended at a higher rate than non-minority students. Okay, so they come up with various programs in California. They tried to do away with the California discipline codes because they thought they were racist. This was something that came out of UCLA. And, of course, it sprung off into the Obama administration. And we got a whole hint of this in California, the restructuring of discipline codes, because there were just too many blacks and minority students that were being bothered. And that, of course, is something that was just not acceptable. That was something that was not acceptable to them. So they decided they're going to interfere with California's education codes, and they're going to fix it. And also codes around the nation. So they came up with policies such as a no-arrest policy guideline for school discipline. And it was called the PROMISE program, a real program for this. Broward County Sheriff's Scott Israel coordinated with, listen to this, with Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie to implement a school disciplinary guidelines. Now, I got to tell you, the sheriff has no business whatsoever to be putting themselves in the middle of school discipline programs. They have no business there. That's not their purview. And they shouldn't be there. And this is a fault of school administrators that are lazy and don't want to enforce proper school administration guidelines for discipline or education codes for discipline that are well thought out, usually, and very effective, because they usually come from the people that they serve at the school. That's what they come from. That's what happens. Now, what we have here is a situation that's exactly, as I said, is the worst thing you can have in a school. You have direct interference in policies relative to student discipline by the sheriff. The sheriff punishes people. When they arrest people, you're being punished for a crime. You're not there to restructure behavior. You don't discipline people. You arrest them. You give them tickets. That's an arrest. You get tickets. Right? And so here you are working with the county sheriff. Now, I would work with county sheriff. Sure, say, these are our policies. How can we articulate them with you? That's what we took the position as. Sheriff didn't tell us what to do with discipline. But in these cases, that's what they would do. Oh, the sheriff's going to solve your problem. Really? Now, I've worked with sheriffs all up and down the state of California. I've had great relationships with sheriffs. But they've always been professional and say, well, how can we help you with what you need to get done discipline-wise? And we can tell. And I've never had sheriffs that wanted to interfere. Never. Interfere with what we're doing with our discipline policies and how we enforce them. They might have a little concern and say, you know, we're getting these kind of things happening. What does your policy say about that? How can we help you, or how can we work together? It's always been a very collegial, very good relationship, healthy relationship that allowed us to structure behavior properly at the school site. But not with this program, the PROMISE program, Preventing Recidivism Through Opportunities and Mentoring Interventions, the PROMISE program. Obama era that disassembled everything doing and dealing with the school discipline policies. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
This program that they had called the Promise Program pretty much was offered all throughout the United States, and it came about through Arne Duncan. Breitbart News' Susan Berry reported this is at the Obama-era Departments of Education and Justice under Education Secretary Arne Duncan and Attorney General Eric Holder issued school guidelines. Now, see, they'd have no business issuing school guidelines in 2014 that claim students of color are disproportionately impacted by suspensions and expulsions, a situation that said leads to school-to-prison pipeline that discriminates against minority and low-income students. So they're blaming the school system for this whole thing, which is a cultural phenomenon that happens in the home. Mm-hmm. In a January 2014 memorandum from the Departments of Education and Justice indicated that federal investigations of schools may be initiated based on public reports of unequal racial outcomes via discipline policies. Now, this is the big lie that the Obama administration foisted upon everybody and was being actively developed in the late 2000s. I was in the school system when this happened. And people, some of your communist Oakland leaders were coming in trying to tell schools what to do with their discipline programs. It was really quite the circus. And we could see this coming. And then finally they came out with these guidelines where they were dictating from the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., with the Justice Department, federal guidelines on how to discipline students. Complete interference at the local level with how they perceived school discipline to be. Talk about micromanaging from Washington, D.C. No wonder things are screwed up, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.